Wednesday morning, time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Super Center.
There you go. Okay, today is the day, April Fool's Day. This is the day where I get to play all my pranks on people. Maybe we'll hear from Steve at 8:40. I know he likes to prank people.
Oh, yeah.
So where did it begin? What is the history of April Fool's Day? If you were to guess its origin, what would you say it was? Usually it's always a safe bet to go back to Norse mythology or...
Yeah, I was about to say somewhere in English history, like 1800s England or something.
Okay. Like Jack the Ripper England? Like Victorian England?
It has nothing to do with... Oh, that time period? Yeah, something like that.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. But you're not saying Jack the Ripper was just pulling pranks on prostitutes?
Right, those were not April Fool's pranks. Or like the ones you used to claim that you had hit your grandmother over the head with a pan and then run away off her front porch.
It was a bat.
Oh, sorry, bat. Yeah, that's different.
Knock on the door when she would come out to investigate. I'd hit her over the back of the head and yell April Fools and run away. She loved the fact that I was such a prankster, though. She appreciated it. After she came to, she...
Then what happened? Was it another prank? Am I in the hospital again?
So dumb.
You never did pranks on your family? I mean, not ones that involve baseball bats, but just like more regular pranks.
Yeah, I remember as a kid, usually you make an outrageous statement at breakfast or something. And what? What's going on? April Fool's.
And your parents play along like they're really buying it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine your dad going along with a kid who's trying to...
He didn't have time for April Fool's. No.
Oh.
No. He didn't suffer fools.
But you guys were big pranksters in college, and... I thought you guys did a fish in the air conditioner vent or something.
I mean, we were doing those all months of the year.
Yeah, every day was April Fool's.
I think we actually took April Fool's Day off.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did pranks all the other 364
days. Okay, so y'all were reverse
days.
April Fool's guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was our holiday from pranks.
But did you do the thing about the air conditioning vent?
Yes.
Or was that somebody else?
No, sardines.
Sardines. There are some people who eat sardines for real.
I eat them. If it's on a Caesar salad,
really?
Love them.
I thought those were anchovies. Or is that the same thing? Are
no, you're
anchovies
right.
And sardines the same thing?
No, you're right. Those are anchovies.
But they are kind of similar,
aren't
they?
But I think they're similar.
Yeah.
They're very salty.
I don't know if they were just two names for the same deal.
I'll have to look that up.
The thing I know most about sardines... is from cartoons, that they used to have a little tin that the sardines came in, and you would roll that little key on the side of it to open up to peel back the top of the tin. And then if you were a mouse, you would sleep in that, and you'd roll it back over yourself for covers.
Is that still the way they pack sardines?
There's no way.
If you buy sardines, you still have the roll away.
Surely we have gotten better sardine packaging than that now.
Isn't that also what people during the Great Depression ate a lot of, sardines?
Yeah, because that's all they could afford was just eating shad.
It says sardines and anchovies are both small, nutritious, oily fish.
Okay, see, they're nutritious, so it was a good Depression-era choice. You know, when I was a kid, they used to package, I used to love those pudding cups, chocolate pudding, and they had the pop top on those pudding cups, and you'd peel the... top of the pudding thing off, and it was a metal top to it. And then I would lick that because it would always have pudding on it.
That sounds safe.
And half the time I'd slice off the tail end of my tongue. Why they put kids' food in something that was a tongue guillotine, I have no idea.
Okay, from what I'm seeing, they don't roll back, but it is almost like an old aluminum can top that you...
The same
peel
flat
back and I guess
rectangular
it rolls
can?
Up. Yeah, I think so.
Huh. Boy, the other food item we used to eat, and why did my parents let me eat these? Vienna sausage?
Oh, no.
Gross.
What tree do those grow on? They don't seem natural to me. All right, April Fool's Day. The origin, Giorgio, you guessed England, 1800s. Craig for the steal.
Well, I could see it being anything. I could see it being hundreds and hundreds of years ago where a society was playing jokes on the gods to, I don't know. But I could also see it starting like 100 years ago or 70 years ago in America. I have really no idea.
And neither does the expert, because the expert that they talked to in this story says, we just don't have any idea. It could be. It could be from France. There's a couple origin stories from France in the Middle Ages. One suggests that it could be about 600 years old from England. Okay. So there may be a reference to it in Chaucer. You ever have to read Canterbury Tales?
No.
I don't know. That was part of high school reading or not.
I think Chaucer is a historian plant. Like, I think that they made him up and stuck him in history books. Geoffrey Chaucer sounds like a fake name.
Very
to me.
Fake.
But, and then the other one is, and France still celebrates this, the Poisson d'Avril, the April Fish Day. I'm sure I massacred the French pronunciation, but it's the first day of April. And French kids still try to pin paper fish on the back of their classmates. That's the big prank.
What a great prank.
If you can pin a paper fish on someone's back.
Does it say kick me in the butt?
No, it just is a fish. And you try to pin it on their back without them noticing, but then you yell April Fish once the victim realizes they've been fooled.
Ah, very clever.
April Fish.
This sounds like really, really low-tech entertainment to me. Something that you'd hear that your great-grandfather did. Like, wow, that passed for entertainment back then? Okay. So, we don't know where it comes from, but boy, is it fun. Because this is the day that you have license to do whatever you want. You can stab your best friend. And you have complete immunity.
It's not about assault.
Under the great April 1st
never been about assault
laws
day.
On our books.
I know we ask this question probably every year. Are we still doing it on... We're not doing it on radio anymore, are we? Are there still wacky morning shows that do the...
We
hey,
could do it.
Dak Prescott got traded last night.
Yes, I guarantee you that there are many news stations on TV that are doing that this morning. The wacky morning news show on TV, they'll have some kind of gag.
The one year when we talked about April Fools about this time when we were, it was early in the show. In fact, when we first went on at 5:35, we said, okay, nothing happened, but we're going to act like something happened right now. And we're going to refer to it all day long. Should we play the tape? Should we play what we said?
Refer to it in a very vague term.
Yes.
And then we'd have callers that would also... refer to it in vague terms.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard what happened earlier today, and I just hope you guys don't lose your job. Anyway, yeah. I want to talk about...
I think you guys should replay what you said. And okay, we might, just for context, we might, but...
So that people, we teased ahead towards the end of the show, we would replay the audio of what we said.
That way people who just started listening around 6 and missed the whole setup, we heard from them. They were a little weirded out. Like, what did the musers say? What did they do? We got a lot of people that day.
We did. And then, of course, at the end of the show, we're going to play what we said earlier in the day that has everyone talking. And we played it, and it was us saying, all right, we are going to prank everyone and act like we said something earlier in the show, and then we'll play the audio at the end of the show. It was very meta and Inception-like. Mm-hmm.
It was the laddie's idea.
Yeah. Great idea.
That's right, buddy.
April Fools, buddy.
By the way, I found the news article of when we got the morning show. Found the actual date. We actually started on a Friday.
Wow.
We did?
Isn't that weird?
I don't remember that there was a news article.
Yeah, it was a news article because it was about Skip leaving and Skip taking some shots at our program director, Mike Thompson. Mike Thompson taking shots at Skip.
Wow, you bring that in?
And it ran on a Friday. And I found the tape of our show from that Friday. And I remember telling you guys when I was going through the audio recently, hey, I found a tape from our, I guess it was the Friday of our first week of broadcasting. Well, then I find this article, and it makes it seem like that Friday was actually our first show. And we were on remote at Big Billy Barrett.
I have no memory of that. None.
Yeah.
Our first morning show was at Big Billy Barrett.
That's according to the tape, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that matches up because
the news article.
Friday does too, because I told you I knew I was on a North Texas trip that Friday, and Gil Brandt said something really insulting to me as I got on the plane, like, boy, they'll put anybody in morning drive, yes. I guess. And I said, thanks, Gil. You old fossil.
Hey.
What?
Dude. That guy's a legend. Revolutionized.
Guess you'll put anyone in morning drive, won't they?
Dude. Anyway, so are we going to do a prank on the P1s this morning?
That's too late.
Why is it too late?
And I'm too tired.
Why is it too late?
I don't want to do that to the P1s. We've built up 32 years of trust with them. I'm not going to...
You know what? I'm oddly with you. Like, now, for some reason, pranks really bother me. When I was young, it didn't, and then... Because you're basically abusing the trust of someone, but yet we used to pull pranks all the time.
Yeah, and I'm so prankable now. Back then, we felt like we were, because we were looking for a prank every day.
We lived on guard at all times.
And we still got pranked.
Mm-hmm.
Grego, man, there's no way they'll ever get me. And like the very next day, I called him as a fake Chicago radio show. And
rolled
totally...
tape on it, and he bought it hook, line, and sinker. He swallowed the lure. He hit that thing so hard.
He had to get that thing out with pliers.
And I once saw Corby's hair being yanked out by the fistfuls by Mark Followill for a prank that I did on Mark Followill.
I mean, it was every day someone was getting pranked.
Yes.
Yes. It was bad.
It's really bad.
But there are fun little pranks that you can do today.
I'm not saying they're not funny. Yeah.
But the problem is when you get into the really mean pranks that actually hurt someone's feelings and make them look really stupid. Do something silly today. You know, one of the ones that I've seen, because now you got TikTok, which tells kids all kinds of pranks they can pull on their parents today. But one of them is using the using like a rubber band around the dish sprayer at the kitchen sink. So you hold it down with like a rubber band.
Yeah.
So when your mom or dad goes to the sink to turn it on to rinse a dish, the sprayer is pointed right at the person who's standing in front of the sink.
Okay, that's funny.
What the?
Another one is you put cellophane or saran wrap over the toilet. So it's between the toilet seat and the toilet bowl.
Terrible.
And so when dad gets up in the morning to take his morning leak, he just gets splashback on him because he's trying to.
That is not a good one.
Yeah, don't mess with dad like that.
That's a messy one.
You don't think so? That'd be funny. You should do it.
No.
I've never had the patience to do the fill someone's car with ping pong balls. I don't even know how you do that prank. Yeah.
Mm-mm. That's expensive.
Yeah. How would you buy that many ping pong balls? I've seen the pranks of people who work in business cubicle areas, you know, the cubicle farm worker, and they put post-it notes all over everything in someone's cubicle. Like every single square inch is covered in a post-it note. I'm sure the supply closet really appreciates you for doing that.
Yeah.
The unplugging the coworker's computer, getting them somehow involved with the IT department, having to come over there and troubleshoot a whole bunch of stuff. That's always fun. Yeah, so today, do some pranks and email us about it. We want to hear about your pranks. You can email us at tomgribble@1310.kscs.